Listening Comprehension, Section 8, Short Conversations. Direction. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Hello, sir. This t-shirt usually costs $40, but today all customers can enjoy a discount of 20% off.
Well, really, that sounds good news.
Question: how much is the t-shirt today?
Two. You can make up your mind about the color. Before that, I can shampoo your hair.
I want to dye my hair red.
Question: what's the probable relationship between the two people?
Three. I think this vase made of china is really delicate, but the price is a bit too high.
Don't worry, take your time, and you can get something that is really a bargain.
Question: where does the conversation probably take place? Four. It seemed that I came across Smith just now in the lecture hall.
You couldn't have met him. Smith told me that he wouldn't return to Shanghai until next Friday.
Question: what does the man mean?
Five. I have two tickets for the Swan Lake. Would you like to come with me this Sunday?
It is my favorite, and I have been looking forward to that show for 2 years. But unfortunately, I have to attend my cousin's wedding ceremony that day.
Question: what does the woman mean?
Six. Excuse me, sir. Can you see the sign here? It says this is a smoke-free room. Could you please put your cigarette out?
What? Does that mean I'm free to smoke here?
Question: what can we infer from the conversation?
7. I haven't received the package I ordered last month. If you can't deliver the goods within 24 hours, I will apply for a refund.
Let me check the order information for you. The storehouse has already packed it for you, and we promise to deliver it today.
Question: what are the two speakers discussing?
8. Are you still in your bed? Don't you know what time it is right now?
Peter was injured in a road accident, so I replaced him and had a night shift last night.
Question: why did the man get up late? 9. Nowhere else can be as comfortable as my own home.
I can't agree with you more, as long as you're willing to clean it up.
Question: what can we learn from the passage? 10. Why not join the school soccer team? Some vacancies needed to be filled in.
Actually, I don't want to be on the bench.
Question: what can we learn from the dialogue?
2. In Section B, you will hear two passages and one longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will only be spoken once. When you hear a question, Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer for the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Steve Jobs was one of the founders of Apple. His innovative ideas enabled Apple to become one of the greatest tech companies in the world. He thus became a very rich man in America. Despite Jobs' great contributions to technological advancement, during his life, Steve Jobs was often criticized for not giving enough to charity. In 2011, a New York Times article claimed that there was no public record of the Apple founder giving money to charity. However, it has been revealed that, along with his wife, the late Apple boss gave away millions without going public about it. Jobs was so shy about his charitable giving that he didn't even discuss it with his biographer. Jobs kept quiet about his charitable giving even when he found himself under the attack of cancer. But Jobs' wife has spoken for the first time about the couple's charity in an interview with the New York Times. Jobs reportedly donated $52 million to hospitals in California. The cash went towards building a children's medical center and many new hospital buildings. It was also revealed that Jobs gave generously to fight against AIDS. Apple funding of HIV research was estimated to have been invaluable.
Now, listen again, please. Steve Jobs was one of the founders of Apple. His innovative ideas enabled Apple to become one of the greatest tech companies in the world. He thus became a rich man in America. Despite Jobs' great contribution to technological advancement, during his life, Steve Jobs was often criticized for not giving enough to charity. In 2011, a New York Times article claimed that there was no public record of the Apple founder giving money to charity. However, it has been revealed that along with his wife, the late Apple boss gave away millions without going public about it. Jobs was so shy about his charitable giving that he didn't even discuss it with his biographer. Jobs kept quiet about his charitable giving even when he found himself under the attack of cancer. But Jobs' wife has spoken for the first time about the couple's charity in an interview with the New York Times. Jobs reportedly donated $52 million to hospitals in California. The cash went towards building a children's medical center and many new hospital buildings. It was also revealed that Jobs gave generously to the fight against AIDS. Apple funding of HIV research was estimated to have been invaluable. Questions 11. Why did the public fail to know Jobs' donation?
What has benefited most from Jobs' donation according to the passage?
Which of the following words best describes Steve Jobs?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Normally, people stop to smell roses in gardens, but now they can take that sweet smell home with them, thanks to a new device that records and makes different smells in the world. The new device, developed by scientists in Japan, analyzes smells through its 15 senses, records smells digitally, and then reproduces them by mixing 96 chemicals and changing them into vapor. Scientists say that the technology will have applications in the food industry where companies want to make smells. But it could also be useful to the digital world, allowing smells to be recorded in one place by sensors in a mobile phone, for instance, and transferred to noses halfway around the world. It could also aid online shoppers by letting people check out perfumes or flowers before they buy. The device is the most advanced of its kind in the world. So far, the device is too big to be portable. The breakthrough follows a Japanese Smell-O-Vision project that creates smells to movie scenes. The Smell project gives off smells under the seats to accompany parts of the movie. The smell recorder has successfully recreated a range of fruit smells, including oranges, apples, bananas, and lemons. But it can be reprogrammed to produce almost any smell, from fish to gasoline. The sensitivity of the human nose is very good, said one scientist, but to some extent we can produce the performance.
Now listen again, please. Normally people stop to smell roses in gardens, but they can now take that sweet smell home with them thanks to a new device that records and makes different smells in the world. The new device, developed by scientists in Japan, analyzes smell through its 15 sensors, records smells digitally, and then reproduces them by mixing 96 chemicals and changing them into vapor. Scientists say that the technology will have applications in food industries where companies want to make smells, but it could also be helpful to the digital world, allowing smells to be recorded in one place, by sensors in mobile phone, for instance, and transferred to noses halfway around the world. It could also aid online shoppers by letting people check out perfumes or flowers before they buy. The device is the most advanced of its kind in the world. So far, the device is far too big to be portable. The breakthrough follows a Japanese Smell-O-Vision project that creates smells to movie scenes. That Smell project gives off smells on the seats to accompany parts of a movie. The smell recorder has successfully recreated a range of fruit smells, including oranges, apples, bananas, and lemons, but can be reprogrammed to produce almost any smell, from fish to gasoline. The sensitivity of the human nose is very good, said one scientist, but to some extent, we can produce the performance. Question 14. What function does the device developed by Japanese scientists have?
15. What's the use of the device for an online shopper of perfumes?
16. What is special about the Japanese Smell-O-Vision project?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Lost and Found Office, can I help you?
I certainly hope so. I'm Jack Hill. I flew from London yesterday, but when I arrived, my luggage was missing.
Oh dear. Did you report it when you landed?
Yes, I told them at the information desk, but I didn't have time to contact you then. I had a business meeting to attend.
Mr. Hill, I'll try to find out where your luggage is, but I do need some information from you. What flight was it, and what time did you arrive at the airport?
It was flight BA512. The plane was almost an hour late when we landed. So, we landed at about 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Fine. I also need to know the number of your baggage check, Mr. Hill. You'll find it on your ticket.
Okay. Here's the number of the baggage check. They're BA035721 and 035722. Two large leather suitcases. One is green and the other's brown.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. May I have your phone number? I'll call you back.
Right. It's 382-9746. Until 4 o'clock. And after that, you can reach me or leave a message at the Hilton Hotel. The number is 555-6282.
That's okay, Mr. Hill. We've got the number. I do hope we can get your bags to you this evening, or tomorrow. If it's not today, I'll give you a call.
Thank you. Please do your best to make it today. It's quite difficult for me without my things.
Of course we will. You can be sure of that, Mr. Hill. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now listen again, please. Lost and Found Office, can I help you?
I certainly hope so. I'm Jack Hill. I flew from London yesterday, but when I arrived, my luggage was missing.
Oh dear. Did you report it when you landed?
Yes, I told them at the information desk, but I didn't have time to contact you then. I had a business meeting to attend.
Mr. Hill, I'll try to find out where your luggage is. But I do need some information from you. What flight was it, and what time did you arrive at the airport?
It was flight BA512. The plane was almost an hour late when we landed. So, we landed at about 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Fine. I also need to know the number of your baggage check, Mr. Hill. You'll find it on your ticket.
Okay. Here's the number of the baggage check. They're BA035721 and 035722. Two large leather suitcases. One is green and the other's brown.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. May I have your phone number? I'll call you back.
Right. It's 382-9746. Until 4 o'clock. And after that, you can reach me or leave a message at the Hilton Hotel. The number is 555-6282.
That's okay, Mr. Hill. We've got the number. I do hope we can get your bags to you this evening or tomorrow. If it's not today, I'll give you a call.
Thank you. Please do your best to make it today. It's quite difficult for me without my things.
Of course we will. You can be sure of that, Mr. Hill. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Questions 17. Why didn't the men contact the woman immediately after landing?
Which information is not helpful for tracing the man's luggage?
Where will the men find the number of the baggage check?
20. What can be learned from the conversation?